Somehow the winter air fills us with desperation and despair. There's only one thing that will do, and that's a hissy fit for me and you.
Holiday Hissy Fit, just one of hundreds of songs that John Solomon played last year on his Christmas Eve marathon. 24 hours of straight Christmas music that you probably haven't heard anywhere else. This is John's 23rd year as DJ of this annual program. He's been doing it since he was 15. John, at that age in high school, what would make you want to do this?
It used to be back in 1988 that during holiday breaks when the students went away at WPRB, that people would just sign up for these open time slots. And so there was a very large amount of time available on Christmas Eve of 88, and I decided I would just start going until the next DJ showed up, and so I did. I think the first show probably was about 12, 13 hours, and it was a really fantastic experience, not only being able to play all sorts of songs that I liked and holiday records that were part of the station's collection, but also the feedback and interaction that I would get from people going about their Christmas Eves and Christmas mornings was really memorable. And so the next year I decided that I wanted to see if I could do 24 hours, and the powers that be were certainly happy to have someone that would fill a difficult time to find DJs, and an accidental tradition was born.
The next guy up was Jimmy Cliff, frightening us all with a mean reggae riff. Could this be Christmas, we ask ourselves? Where was St. Nick and his fun-loving elves? Instead, we were treated to songs about ganja, so the crowd yelled out, "Go home, we don't want ya!"
Oh, that's the fairies.
Reggae Christmas Eve in Transylvania, just a strange combination of three different things there. Now, has the music always been this style, kind of avant-garde, off the beaten track?
Not really. I mean, if I remember correctly, when I first started doing these, it was a combination of holiday records that were in the station's library and very, very, very long songs to just fill up time. But as the years have gone on, not only have I assembled a pretty large collection, but there are always listeners who are looking out for me, either sending me records or pointing me towards new releases or websites where people have digitized old 45s or 78s. So the collection has really grown to the point where, I've said this before, and hopefully it'll never come to this, but I think I could do a program that was twice as long, not repeat anything, and have the quality control still remain pretty high.
Do you ever turn down albums, or do you take anything?
I mean, I'll listen to what people send for the most part. I mean, there are certainly things that I'll receive where I can tell this is not for me and this is not for this program, but I would rather people submit material and give it a chance to potentially be heard than have something that I would have wanted to hear slip by unknown.
Now, you're in the Delaware Valley. How wide is your listening base?
As the years go by, you know, I keep hearing from more and more people that listen nationally or internationally. I think there was one year where people in five or six different continents checked in, wasn't able to get anyone from either Africa or Antarctica to send an email that year.
On Dasher, on Prancer, on Donner and Blitzen, these are parts of a work of fiction. Sleighs don't fly, and big fat guys don't fit. Santa Claus is a lie.
Do you like everything that you play?
Yeah, absolutely. I like it all in some form or another. Like I said before, some of it is definitely songs that I think are great as songs. Some things are so fascinating or strange that they deserve an audience, and some are just sentimental songs that I think evoke the emotions of the season nicely.
Tune in to this year's marathon online at WPRB.com, or if you're in the Delaware Valley, by listening to 103.3 FM. You can also send John your favorite quirky holiday songs, or check his playlist at his blog, KeepingScoreAtHome.com. For the Northwestern Magazine Online, I'm Ryan Morton.
A welcome addition to Christmas tradition, his 24-hour show. what you heard now, and go spread the word now to everyone that you know. John Solomon's Christmas Eve Marathon. John Solomon's Christmas Eve.